Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, Sugar Honey Iced Tea. How are you? Did you have a good night's sleep? Let me guess. She's there with you, isn't she? Oh, I forgot. You don't know, do you? Yeah, I found out you're cheating on me. I do know that for a fact, and don't you ever try to deny it. I got sent the screenshots of you and her. You can't gaslight me this time around. That poor girl actually thinks you want to leave me for her, doesn't she? I mean, I assume that's what you told her. She's been fucking you for, what, a month? And she still hasn't realized that you're using her for her body? Wow, I feel almost sorry for her. Almost. I'm leaving you this message because I don't want to hear your bullshit excuses or explanations. There's only one thing I want you to do. I want you to listen for once. Listen to what I have to say to you, because I know you'll be quite interested in the events of the past 24 hours. When I found out yesterday, I cried and cried and cried, but for a while I started thinking, why exactly am I crying over this two-time piece of shit? You certainly aren't worth getting a sinus headache over. I am an attractive, likable, intelligent person, but when you hurt me, I can become your worst nightmare. So I was thinking about what to do next. Well, technically, I guess I was plotting, but, you know, same difference. And once I put my mind to it, I quickly figured out how exactly to crush you. Coincidentally, that's also the exact moment I got your message that you had a real early start tomorrow morning. And you said you were sorry, but you had to get a good night's sleep all alone. But by then, I knew it was a load of shit coming out of your mouth. You are a horse's ass, after all. But not so deep down, a little wicked part of me was pleased. Confirmation of your cowardice worked perfectly into my plans. Do you know what I did after you called me? I called your little sister. She's so cute, isn't she? Innocent and sweet. Tight body and a pretty face. I know she's your favorite. Yeah, and how you always rant about protecting her from the asshole dudes out there. I mean, takes one to know one, right? I mean, come on, man. You know she's hot. You won't ever admit it, of course. That's fine, whatever. But you know your sister is fine as hell. And that's why I decided I was going to have my way with her. Oh, yeah. I asked her to come over to my place after she finished work. You know, she always wants to hang out with me. She acts like I'm her cool older sister, and I love that about her. At least your parents created one good child. She came over and I started to cry, and I told her what you did to me. She hugged me and consoled me. Such a sweet thing. Oh, until she called you a bastard. Man, she was pissed off at you. She told me what an idiot you were for cheating on me, and that anyone would be lucky to have me. She actually said that I could do better than you. I looked at her right in the face while she said it. She looks so damn fuckable. I grabbed her and pulled her close. I waited for her tiny little nod, and then I kissed her. She moaned in shock. She pulled back a bit and asked me what we were doing. She said I could do better. And she is so much better than you, I explained to her. I pulled in close. I told her I wanted to be with her, to spend the night with her. My hand brushed her thigh and I bit my lip as I waited for her answer. Yeah, I asked your baby sister to fuck me. And guess what? She did. I took her by the hand and led her to the bedroom. I kissed her again, and this time she passionately kissed me back. She was mine. And then our femme fun began. Oh, by the way, don't even think about turning this off. I'm just getting started. I fucked with your life in multiple ways. Could you really live with knowing that if you push the delete button? Because I did a lot more than just sleep with your sister. So she took my shirt off and then my bra. I kissed the top of her head as she licked my nipples. She looked me right in the eyes, and you know what she did next? Pushed me down on the bed. That shy little girl knew what she wanted, and she wanted it now. I told her that I wanted it too, so she yanked my pants down. She kissed my pussy through my underwear. I gotta admit, I think she knew what she was doing. I don't think this was the first time she'd gone down on a woman. She kept kissing it until my panties were soaked. That girl sure knows her way around some foreplay. By the time she finally took them off, I was begging her to lick me. She smiled at me and winked as she paused to take her clothes off, too. I hated that she was making me wait, but her body is so hot, dude. Nipples hard on her perky tits, pussy freshly shaved. Oh, sorry, did you not want to know that about your little sister? Whoopsie-daisy. Anyways, once she got undressed, she started kissing my thigh. Fuck, she is such a tease. I could tell she wanted me craving her every touch. And you know what? I was. I had to stop myself from tangling my fingers on her hair and forcing her head where I wanted it to be. I think she knew that she had teased me long enough. Suddenly, her tongue was on my clit, circling and flicking, sucking and nibbling. You know, my clitoris? The erogenous zone that you always ignore? Yeah, well, your sister honed in on it, and it had me moaning. I lay back with my legs spread while your sister was eating my cunt. She actually started to touch herself while she did it like a good little slut. Oh, and her tongue just hit all of my sweet spots. Fuck. Hell, I'm starting to get a little wet just thinking about it. I looked into her eyes as she began tongue-fucking me, and her eyes locked on mine in turn, her mouth working on my cunt to make me come. I felt something firmer slide inside of me. It was her fingers. She started finger-fucking me while she focused her tongue on my clit. It felt so good. Her chin was covered with my wet pussy juice. I just couldn't take any more. I came so hard on her eager face. She giggled and kept working her fingers as I spasmed around them. She wanted me to feel good, and she definitely succeeded. We kissed afterward, and I tasted my hot cum on her tongue. She wanted me to return the favor. I just smiled. I told her the night was young and she would not be disappointed. After I made another quick phone call, we just cuddled naked and watched a movie in bed. You see, fucking your sister, that would make us even. But I don't want us to be even. I want you to pay. I want you to be miserable and have no one to turn to. I want you broken, sad, and alone. And that is why I called your best friend. Oh, what's wrong? Are you starting to get a bad feeling? A sense of dread? A sickening realization that you've been thoroughly betrayed? Good. Now you know what it feels like. Oh, I'll bet you want to turn this off, don't you? Just stop listening and spare yourself the pain. But hey, I just said that I called him. I never said that I fucked your best friend. For all you know, he could have been a bro and turned me down. But you really want to find out, huh? Well, I guess we'll just have to keep listening. Still there? Let's find out, shall we? Cut back to me and your little sister, naked in bed. I was staring at the TV, fighting the urge to fuck her stupid when the doorbell rang. I put on a robe and told her I would check it out. I opened the door, and your best friend was there, smiling, all cute in his shorts and tank top. He'd just come from the gym, so his muscles were all on show. This lucky guy did not have a clue what he was in for. I told him I had a problem with my electrical socket in my bathroom and asked him to come over to see what he could do. He doesn't even know anything about home repair. He was just so sweet and willing to help. He opened the fuse box in the hall to check it first, and when he turned around, oops, my robe fell off. As your best friend gazed at my naked body, I asked if he liked what he saw. He shook his head in disbelief and asked me what the fuck I was doing. He wasn't angry, just shocked. So I told him that I wanted him, that I always thought he was cute. I asked if he wanted to screw my brains out. And you know what? All this dude did was sigh and ask me how long I'd known you were cheating. So he knew. I mean, I get it. Like, he's your boy. He wasn't gonna stab you in the back or whatever. He's loyal. He's a real good friend. So since he didn't push me up against the wall and fuck me right there like I'd hoped, I told him that he owed me for covering for you. He didn't seem sure, so I slowly took his hands in mine. I held them for a moment as we looked into each other's eyes, and then I placed them on my chest. I asked if he liked how big and warm my tits are. I told him he could play with them if he wanted. I said he could just squeeze them a little. I wouldn't tell. So he did. And that bulge in his pants got bigger and bigger. I undid his belt, and he offered no resistance as I smiled and pulled him towards the bedroom. But wait, you might ask. Isn't that where you left my sister? Yes, it is. They were very shocked when they saw each other. I quickly explained that I know it seemed weird, but they've both just been so supportive of me. I trusted them both, and maybe this was just the right time and the right place for something like this to happen between the three of us. They hesitated, so I reached for your sister, and when she came to me, I kissed her. He watched, not moving an inch. I cut the kiss short, leaving her longing for more. Then I moved on to your best friend. I put my arms around him and he reflexively grabbed me in return. I kissed him hard, biting his bottom lip. Now your sister was the one watching, and as I pulled away, he noticed her. Like, really noticed her for the first time. He saw her naked body, her wet pussy. She saw his throbbing hard cock and the lust on his face. He grabbed her, and she planted those luscious lips on him while I finished taking those pesky shorts off. Your baby sister yanked his top off and felt his sexy body as their tongues danced in each other's mouths. Once his shorts were drawn, I gave that big, hard cock a kiss before I started sucking on it. He must have thought he'd died and gone to heaven. I mean, think about it. He had his best friend's little sister making out with him, while his best friend's girlfriend gave him a blowjob. Top-tier fantasy. We all laid down on the bed, and I sucked him off real good. And guess what? Your sister joined in. We took turns slurping on that big cock while making out around his shaft. He is bigger than you, by the way. I mean, yours is okay, I guess. But fuck, you never told me how hung he was. You were probably being an insecure little baby about it. Well, your sister seemed to like that big cock, too. She managed to take it all the way down her throat. I think we both gagged on it from enthusiasm, actually. I kissed her again, and then I told her to sit on his face while I rode his cock, that we were gonna fuck his goddamn brains out. She hovered over him and he started licking, while I grabbed his dick and slowly lowered myself all the way down to his balls as I started grinding my hips on his cock. Fuck. I'm getting so wet now just thinking about it. His cock felt so good inside of me, and your sister sounded so hot, moaning as he ate her pussy. Oh my god, I can't even get over it. Just think, if you had been a good boy, maybe I would have invited one of my friends over to do something like this for you. All right, but thanks to your selfish actions, I guess we'll never know. I digress. The chemistry during the sex was good. It was like this hot triad. Your sister bit my tongue as we kissed, and it, like, sent a shock through me and made me fuck your best friend harder, which made him lick your sister faster. It's like our own little sex chain. Oh, and she was moaning so loud, begging to make her come on his face. She started groaning louder as he obligingly redoubled his efforts, and it made her come so hard. In fact, watching that was so sexy, it pushed me over the edge and I came again. But your best friend, the Beast, wasn't done. He pushed us off, bent your sister over the bed, and started fucking her hard. I pulled her ass cheeks apart while he hammered her. I encouraged him to wreck her little hole. To fuck her good. Pound her like the dirty whore she is. To make her come on his cock. And she was just taking it all, moaning, "Yes, baby, that's right. Make me take it. Fill me with your hard cock. Fuck me like a useless slut." Fuck. You have no idea how hard it is not to touch myself right now remembering all this. But I would never give you the pleasure of knowing that was happening. Anyways. So your sister is screaming like a bitch in heat while your best friend drills her into the mattress. She came even harder this time with her pretty face shoved in a pillow. Such a dirty girl. Your best friend was ready to blow. Since he did what I wanted, it was time for his reward. So I opened my mouth wide, and he came so much. It filled my mouth to overflowing. There was just too much of it for me to handle alone, so I got some help from your sexy sister. I kissed her with a mouthful of your best friend's cum, and we made out that way. Let that sink in real quick. I snowballed your sister, dude. After she and I finally stopped kissing and swirling his cum around between us, I simply opened my lips and let my half of the load dribble down onto my tits. But your sister, what a good girl she is. You see, she swallowed every last drop of her half. And then she teasingly licked my chest clean. After we got cleaned up, I actually didn't think all three of us could fit in my shower, but we sure did. We laughed and got all soapy and bumped into each other, and then we kissed and cuddled until we all fell asleep tangled together in my bed. So, how was your night? Oh, don't be sour. It was either this voicemail or a Hallmark card, and honestly, you're not worth the postage. I have good news, though. I have had a change of heart. You see, at first, I was just going to use him and lose him, collateral damage and all. But right now, with my pussy all wet from talking about last night, thinking about your best friend and little sister naked in my bed, yeah, I think I'll be keeping them for a while. From now on, I'll leave what we do together to your imagination, pervert. Oh, right. One last thing. In case you really didn't get the picture, we are so over, babe. Ugh.